Hello and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. Today I want to switch it up a little bit. I don't want to talk about anxiety. I want you to listen to this and your wonderful day you're having and know that you are going to live for yourself today. You are going to be taking the time out that you need in self-reflection and self-discovery to self-love. You're going to be living in your highest potential today. You're going to start the day off, and whether it's crazy or hectic or you're running late, you're going to take a deep breath and know that today is just a day. That's all it is. Today is just a day that something could go wrong and something could go right. So remember today that you are living for yourself. I want you to get out of your comfort zone. I want you to do things that you've never done before. Do one thing that you feel like may be selfish for a moment, for a day. It's just a day. And sometimes that's all we need. Learning to be okay with taking care of yourself is sometimes hard for people. Sometimes hard for people in a self-dependent relationship or as a mom or as a dad, somebody as taking care of somebody. Sometimes it's hard to learn to be okay taking care of yourself. So that's what I want to talk about. It's hard to not feel selfish when we take time out for ourselves. Sometimes we feel like we could be doing other things. Somebody else needs me. I need to do something for them. I need to do something for them. When in the end, taking care of others is hurting you. And you might not even see it, but it's draining. You have to take a day and give it to yourself. And also, people might not like that. Learn to be okay with people not liking certain things you do. And if you're taking care of yourself and they're not liking that, that's on them. This is not on you. We're doing self-improvement. We're reflecting our lives. We're going, why do I feel the way I feel? And 9 times out of 10, it's because we're not taking care of ourselves emotionally, sometimes physically. And you really start to feel doubtful of who you are as a person. We lose ourselves. We lose ourselves in our job. We lose ourselves in our relationship. We lose ourselves to parenthood because we're so focused on making sure everybody around us is taken care of except the one person that is most important, yourself. So that's, it takes time. Self-improvement is not something you can wake up and go, I'm gonna do this all day, you know. It starts one day at a time. And the first day you might feel weird. The first day you go, oh, you get a little nervous. And the whole time you're doing this for you, you're thinking of a billion other things you could be doing. When I first started taking care of myself, one of the first things I loved to start doing was to get my nails done. I never got my nails done. And it's funny because my 17-year-old niece actually talked me into going with her. And she wanted me to take her at first. And I was like, yeah, I can take you. She's like, well, why don't you get them done? And I was like, oh, I could just take you. And she's like, no, I want you to come with me and get your nails done. And I was like, well, I've never gotten my nails done. She's like, it's great. Just do it. So it was something so simple. I just got them painted, nothing fancy. And I felt amazing. And no joke, I have been doing it every 3 weeks since she first took me. And it's something that it took me a while to get used to. The first couple times, the whole time I was sitting there, I was thinking, oh, I could be home cleaning. Oh, I could be home getting homework done and or ready, you know, because I usually do it when my son's in school and my spouse is at work. I could be doing this and I could be, you know, taking the car to get cleaned. And I, you know, could be grocery shopping. But then I stopped myself and I thought, I do all that stuff on a daily basis. What is something I do for myself? Just anything that I do for just me, not to benefit anybody but me. And I never had something I could say before. And now I have 10 things, you know, that I do for just me. Do I still take care of my family? Yes. Am I still home every day when they get home? Absolutely. Am I still working my butt off to make sure that all their needs are met? Absolutely. That's just who I am as a person. I like taking care of people. I feel not that it's my duty, but that that's my calling for them. I am a mother. I am a spouse. It is 50-50. And I do my best to take care of them. But how am I supposed to help somebody if I am drowning? And I don't want to drown. I want to be above water. I want to be able to help them swim. And in order to do that, sometimes you need a life jacket. Sometimes you need something to help keep you afloat. And those are moments of self-care. So it does. It takes time, a little bit at a time. You will feel guilty for a little bit. Work hard for what you want. Whether it could be job or going to school, working out, eating right, treating your body better, doing more self-love, self-care, taking care of your home, cleaning out that closet you've been staring at that's a mess for months, cleaning out your cabinets, but you got to work hard to get it done. It's hard work. Everything you do for yourself is hard because it doesn't feel right. As people, we tend to look to the next thing of who we have to make happy today. Who do I have to impress today? Who do I have to make feel good today? Who do I have to reassure today? Who do I have to help today? You know, it's every single day we have to do things for others. When is our time? You have to make it your time. It has to be a priority of yours. You have to make it a goal in your life to take care of your heart, of your mind, of your body, and what you surround yourself with. That is hard work. Picking at your surroundings and peeling away the pieces that don't belong, that's hard work because you may feel lonely, you may hurt feelings, you may even feel guilty, but that comes from hurting others. You're scared to hurt others. You have to remember when you're peeling these pieces apart and taking these people out of your life, it's going to sting a minute. It's going to sting for a bit. And it's going to take time to get closure over that situation. But in the end, you know you did it because it had to be done. It's hard work. Make these your goals. I want you to get out a piece of paper. I want you to write down everything that you have to take care of in a week. Everyone that you take care of, all the bills you take care of, what you do, why you do it, and then look at it and go, where do I fit in? And then I want you to make another list of all the things you want to do but always feel selfish or guilty doing. And then I want you to do one once a week, once every other week, however often you feel comfortable with, but start doing them. You have to have you time. You are a single human being. You are 100% whole in yourself. Not 100% with your partner. Not 100% with your child. Not 100% with your family. You are 100% in your own body, in your own mind. And if you are alone for the day, if you are alone for months, are you comfortable loving yourself? Or do you feel the need to constantly be pressured to take care of others and make others happy? That's a reflection on you. What do you take away from making people happy? Yes, it makes you happy because they feel good, but are you happy only because others feel good? Or is that something that it does it for you? I know when I do things for my spouse and my son, I feel great. I feel successful. I feel I make their lives easier. And they in turn do it for me too. My spouse does wonderful things for me. My son is becoming more and more caring every day. And I feel great about that. And you feel good, just like complimenting a stranger. But at the same time, you can't give out more than you're taking in for yourself. Sometimes you take the long way around and you start off very slow. And that's okay too, because in those moments that you do start off slow, the one thing you do, it turns into a snowball effect. And slowly you go, I felt really good doing that. I'm going to try this a different time. And I'm going to try this a different time. And it might be a very slow process, but that is how you become strong in what you're doing. You can't always be everybody's lifeboat. It can't be done. It's too draining. You don't have to engage in battles with people. You don't have to explain yourself. It's okay that people don't understand. That doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean that what you're doing has no purpose. It means they don't understand, and that's okay. End of the story. You owe no explanations to people for how you choose to love yourself. When you start this loving yourself mindset, I've talked about it before, you will not outshine people, but people will feel like you're trying to outshine them. People will feel like you think you're better than them and you're being, you know, selfish or conceited. And that's not it. It's that you feel so good on the inside that it's radiating through you, and people feel that, and it's intimidating. It's very intimidating to people who aren't on that journey. So they steer clear of you because they're not sure how to approach you anymore. They don't understand your attitude. They don't understand your positivity in all situations. They want somebody to bring down with them. Self-sabotage is a party. That's why people drink together, people smoke together, people do dumb activities together. But yet the people who go to the gym are usually alone. The people who are eating salad at a dinner party, they're usually alone. The people who are just constantly building others up, usually they're building up strangers because they don't have many people close to them. Those people are usually alone. And that's not in a bad way. It's giving you the chance to find other people like you. Other people who feel great, so great about themselves that there is no competition in that friendship. People that aren't on the journey to self-love don't want to be best friends with somebody who's loving themselves, because you're ahead of me. You're doing something, and I don't want any part of that. But there are other people that look up to you and want to be that way. And you could be inspiring people. And I think that's a goal. Yes, you could be lonely at sometimes, but when you find somebody that you inspire, it feels right. And seeing emails from all of you and hearing stories from people messaging me and reading these things, for a while when I first started this, I didn't feel like people understood what I was doing. They thought maybe I was trying to prove something, but I was trying to prove something to myself, not to others. I worked really hard to prove to myself that I could change. I could be better. I could do better. There were a million things I didn't like about myself, and I wanted to do better than that. I thought, this isn't the way I want to live anymore. I'm miserable. I'm constantly gossiping or constantly in drama. But that was how I grew up. I grew up seeing those things, and I thought that was normal. And then I realized it could hurt people, and it did hurt people. And I didn't want to be that way anymore. Not everybody starts out this way. It is a journey. And reading your guys' stuff really helps me see that there are other people out there like me who are anxious or struggling in parenthood and struggling in your relationship or struggling with your self-love. And I was there too. And then when I finally, it was like one day the lights turned on and I seen everything for what it really was, and I did better. And I think who inspired me the most was my spouse. He was so loving and giving that it was like I wanted to keep up with him. He was constantly improving his life. And not that I wasn't improving my life, but I seen that he was changing to this amazing person, and I wanted to do it too. I want to be right there with you. I want to grow with you. That's part of being in a relationship, growing with you. I want to be my best self for you every day. I don't ever want to disappoint you. I want you to always know that I'm on your team. And I want my son to grow up seeing that loving yourself and loving the people around you is the ultimate goal. We don't need to keep up with the Joneses. We don't need to have the fanciest stuff and the nicest things. We need to love what we have and who we are. Because at the end of the day, in your $1 million mansion with your $100,000 car, if you're sitting in it crying because you feel sad inside, it doesn't do much for you. You could have everything in the world. Trust me, you could have everything, and you would still find something to pick apart if you weren't focusing on taking care of your mind. And that starts with living for yourself. You have to learn that it's okay to be a little selfish. That's okay. And so I hope you're listening to this today. And if you're struggling this morning, or if you struggled the day before, or even if you're having a great day, know you're on the right track. Know you're doing what needs to be done to be your best self. Loving yourself completely is a journey every day. I say it all the time. I'll say it every day. It is a job. There are times where that instinct in you is going to come out in a negative way, and you're going to have to retract all the time. I do it daily. I have to retract and I go, nope, who am I now? Who am I now? I'm better than this. I can do better than this, and I can be better than this. Focus on that today. Live to your highest potential. All right. I hope you guys are having an absolutely wonderful Tuesday. Go leave a rating. Go leave a review. Send in the emails to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. I love reading your stuff. If you have any questions or anything like that, send them in. I'd love to be able to address some more topics. Have a wonderful day and love yourself completely.